What's good? What's hood, y'all? This is your girl, Ernisha. What's up, y'all? And welcome to the For the Love of Ernisha podcast. Today's date is September 23rd, 2022, on this beautiful Friday at 3:51 p.m. So, I know I haven't done no episode in a long, long time. And I've been busy, y'all. I ain't gonna hold you. I've been busy. I've been trying to figure out what's the next thing in my life. I'm trying to figure out, do I want kids or not? I'm trying to figure out all type of shit that I'm not going to talk about because that's not up for discussion. But I've been busy. I've been lazy. I've been chilling, looking for different opportunities in my life and what can I do to make me feel good. And, you know, because at the age that I am, yes, I'm not old. But I'm older and wiser, so the things that I want to do from now, being 35, and my future, my future plans, I wanted to make sense and make sure that I stick to my plan. But we ain't here to talk about that. So this has been wrecking my mind. This topic been up to discussion for so long. To the point that since I've been, okay, so in high school, I never really hear this from the man I talk to or have relationships with or whatever the case might be. You know, if a man, we was in high school, but, you know, young men would be like, oh, I don't want to mess with you because this, that, whatever. You know, high school is high school, but this topic, since I've been, I should say 22, 23, when I first heard this statement, because I never heard this in my household, even though my dad and my mom didn't work out, my mom never told me, oh, your dad left me for a white girl or for a Mexican girl or whatever the case might be, another race. My dad, you know, they had their difference, you know, but I ain't here to talk about my mom and dad. I'm just saying this statement. So at the age, so the topic today is, why do Black men always tell us Black women, look, I'm putting quotations, y'all can't see me, I'm about to go give me a white girl. They always say a white girl. You know what I'm saying? They never say no other race. They always say a white girl, and I want to know, like, I'm just like, I get irritated every time I hear that from Black men, because why all the time Black men always say that? Like, it bothers me because, say for instance, I don't care who you date. You could date somebody blue, yellow, green, purple, whatever fits you and whatever works for you. And whoever, you can't help who you fall in love with. Just like you can't help, you know, things that happen in life is out of your control. So I'm not saying it's not a Black thing, it's not a white thing. It just irritates me, you know, because it's nothing wrong for a woman to date a white man or any other race. And it's nothing wrong with a Black man dating a white woman or any other race. It's nothing wrong with that. But Black men need to be held accountable of always saying that statement. And I hate that statement because you came. Again, let me double back. It's nothing wrong dating outside of your race. It's nothing wrong who you fall in love with, because you fall in love with who you fall in love with. But my thing is, you came from a Black woman pussy, okay? You came from a Black woman pussy, okay? First off, you most likely, if you wasn't raised in a two household, you was raised by a Black woman. You seen what that Black woman went through, even if it wasn't bad, but she was a single Black woman. And for you to keep saying that statement to the Black women that you date, that makes me very frustrated because I am a Black woman. Now, if I have a kid and my kid dates outside of the race, that's okay. But I would never, if I ever hear my kids, I don't have none yet, but if I ever hear my kids, my nieces, and my nephews, or, you know, say that statement or come to me and we talking about their relationship and they say, oh, I said I was going to leave him or her for a white person. I hate that statement because it's very frustrating to me that every time a black woman express herself to her black, you know, her black man, that how she feel, how she stand for. Mind you, some women, I can't talk for all women, I can only talk for me and the conversations that I have with women. Some women do be nagging too much. Because I was her. I was that nagger in my 20s. In my early 20s at that. Now that I'm 35 years old, I don't nag that much. Because a man gonna do what he wants to do at the end of the day. But don't keep bashing us with that statement. Oh, I'm gonna leave you for a white girl. Because we're standing up for ourselves. I hate that statement. Because if I'm getting into it with you, I don't say, oh, I'm leaving your ass for a white man. I just say, oh, I'm done with this and I'm leaving. I'm out this relationship. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. You know what I'm saying? But you can't help what comes in a person's mind. But most black men say that statement and it makes me frustrated. Especially the ones that's married. Especially the ones that's in a relationship with a black woman. Y'all praise us black women. And yes, you have a right to your opinion, just like everybody has motherfucking assholes. But I hate that black men, not all, but most black men say that statement when you're in the fucking wrong of the argument. We not even arguing about motherfucking cheating or nothing. We arguing about the simplest little things around the house or what can you do or what can I do. And then when you get frustrated or don't get your fucking way, you always say, man, I should have married a white woman. Oh, I'm about to leave you for a white woman. And then my statement, the person I am, like I said, I can't speak for other black women, but the person I am, I say, go get the bitch. Go find a bitch, because at the end of the day, I feel in my heart, it do not matter if the woman is purple. You know what I'm saying? Because that same person you're leaving me for, just because she's white, Mexican, whatever her race is, she most likely gonna be like me. She's gonna stand up for herself. So every time you don't get your way, every time that that your wife or your girlfriend don't agree with you with, you always say you gonna leave her for a white woman or you gonna leave her for this race. It do not matter. Sometimes y'all gotta take accountable, like, damn, I need to stop saying that motherfucking statement when I don't get my way or I don't agree with my wife or my girlfriend, whatever the case might be. Because that irritates me. I just have to come here and tell y'all that. That irritates me so much, okay? Like, I'm like beyond that. Because if we're gonna work out, we're gonna work out. A relationship and a marriage, I can't talk about marriage, but I can only talk about a relationship, okay? And a relationship, and this goes into the next topic I'm about to talk about. In a relationship, you gotta communicate. You have to communicate. That's why it's so good to date the person. You know, dating is a must, you know what I'm saying? Because you communicate and see where that person, you know, is level-headed at. And mind you, after the dating stage, you in a relationship, people change, you know, their opinions and stuff, and that's fine. But the communication is like, we can agree to disagree without you saying shit like, I'm gonna leave your ass for a white girl. And that just struck a nerve with me because I post something on my Instagram and my partner that's a married man said that y'all black women, he said, oh, I love black women, but y'all crazy. But okay, so you love us, but we crazy. So we love y'all and we know y'all crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it just irks my nerves, you know, about that. And the communication thing is a must in a relationship. You gotta learn how to communicate. I feel like people break up and get divorced because communication, money, and sex, okay? And I know this episode is everywhere, but I just gotta let some stuff out, y'all. I ain't been on here in a long time, so I'm trying to give y'all a good feeling episode. So the communication part. So I feel like couples, people in relationships or marriage should communicate as much as possible, because then if you communicate the best y'all can to agree to disagree, and then if y'all gotta, you know, walk away from this situation or whatever the case might be. I mean, not break up, not leave the house, but like calm down. I feel like communication is a must in a relationship, because if you can't communicate with your partner, that person gonna go communicate with somebody else, you know? And then that's when the cheating come in. And then the money part, I feel like we don't have to be the richest person, people on earth, but money does play a part in my relationship, in relationships, period. Because if one person making all the money and the other person ain't making nothing, I feel like it's not balanced out at all. And again, it goes back to communication. Like, what can I do to help you, or what can you do to help me in this? So, I'm giving y'all a prime example. He probably gonna listen to my episode, and I don't give a fuck, because today is the day that I just lay everything out. So, I think it would have been almost 2 years. Wait, when did I meet this man? Was it during the pandemic? So, it's 2022. Did I meet him at the end of... I think it would have been a year and some change, almost 2 years, that me and this individual was going out. I met him out here in Vegas, and then he moved to Texas. So, everything was going good when he was out here, but when he moved to Texas, I felt like the communication, like, stopped, or, you know, because it's a long-distance relationship, and I understand, because, and the time difference, right? So, the sex is good. We both have incomes coming in. It's just the communication part. We never can level out. Meaning, we can disagree to agree, but it's like more disagree to agree, if that makes any sense. And I feel like I tried to communicate with him, and he tried to communicate with me, but it just didn't work out, and that's okay, you know, because you want something to work. And I tell people all the time, try to work that shit out. Like, again, I'm not married, but I have friends that's married, and I always give that advice, like, try going to counseling, especially if you've been with this person for so long, then y'all got married, then y'all have kids, then y'all have careers, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot going on in your household, but you gotta find that time to make sure you and your partner is locked in and communicate and check in with each other and check in with yourself and check in with each other to make sure y'all all right. Because if y'all got the communication down packed, y'all got the money packed, but y'all not having sex, somebody's gonna cheat. I'm gonna let y'all know now. Somebody's gonna cheat, or they have the urge to cheat because they're talking about it, even though they ain't did nothing, you know? They haven't stepped out their relationship or stepped out their marriage. Somebody's going to cheat. That's why I feel like communication, sex, and money plays a big part in a motherfucking relationship or even a marriage. Because some way, not saying that our lives are perfect, I'm not saying, but some people have all three down pack. You know what I'm saying? They have the communication, they have the money, they have the sex. I'm not saying they don't have agreements, not saying that they don't go back and forth. It's just a small percentage of that, because everything is falling into place. And people have to realize, people say, oh, sex is nothing, you know, I love him or I love her and all that stuff, baby, that plays a part. So it's just crazy, because again, back to my situation, I don't want to say his name because I don't want to give him no clout. I was about to say his name too. I made sure he was satisfied. If I made sure he wants sex. Whenever he wanted sex, I gave it to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was nothing. Like, when I say I gave it to him, we could be anywhere, okay? You want to what? Okay, let's go in the bathroom. Oh, let's go in the car. Or let's do this. Let's do that. I was about to bust out where we did it at. It's part of his job, okay? We didn't even did it on his job site. All right? And see, the thing is with the communication is love is a communication. Because the communication about sex, oh, we could talk about that. The communication with money, oh, we could talk about that. Because we like, okay, you know, he has children. I don't have children. We was about to have kids together, had this commitment. And then the communication about life and perspectives and this what you did to me and you hurt me this way. That communication level was not... It was more disagreement than agreement, and I felt like you can love somebody so much. All the other communication levels and different subjects go in hand, but if I tell you I don't like something and then you downplay it, like, say, for instance, like, I always feel like women put more in than a man. Like, we put so much in because we really want it, we really want to work out, we trying to communicate that level of communication to a man, and most men don't appreciate that, because like, if it's vice versa, you putting your all to me, I'm gonna pour right back into you. And that's what was happening. Like, I was pouring into him about all the levels of communication. I made sure he had sex. We didn't have no money problems, but the communication of, can you pour into me like I pour into you? It did not work out, y'all. We tried and tried and tried. And it's like, we broke up, got back together, broke up, got back together. Like, that shit is very draining. And I feel like people just don't realize being in, well, we was in a relationship, but the long distance relationship put a real strain on our relationship in that level of communication. Because it's like, okay, I'm here for you. Da-da-da-da-da-da. But when I want him to be there for me, he's not always was there for me. So then it's like, why am I in this relationship? I'm pouring more into you than you're pouring into me. You're pouring a little bit. And it's like, I don't want to feel like I'm in a relationship by myself. And that's the thing. It's like, people say, why did I cheat? Or why did I cheat? Or why do I cheat? For me, I can't talk for everybody else. I cheat because I'm not getting what I put out. So if I'm communicating on all the levels of communication, because it's communication on love, it's communication on trust, it's communication on life, it's communication, it's so many different levels of motherfucking communication. And if I'm doing all that to you, I want you to do the same to me. The money part. Oh, the money part, we both gotta have something. I'm not saying I want a motherfucking billionaire. I mean, he could come. Let me speak that to that. Billionaire, come to me. Come on tomorrow. I need somebody. No, I'm just playing. But if a man make more money than me, he make more money. If we make the same type of money, we make the same type of money. Now, I'm not going, like, I'm not the person, like, I need somebody that's on my level and a little bit higher than me, or are we at the same thing? That's how I feel about the money part. The sex part, I don't like no boring ass sex partner. Like, I hate boring sex. I hate just getting on top of each other and bang, 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 bang. I'm fucking 35 years old. I've been through that stage already. Like, let's do some shit. Some freaky shit. Now, I know this is too much information. I do not take it in the ass, okay? So, we ain't going that far. Now, I tried the motherfucking, what is that called? Butt plug and everything. No. We not doing that. We are not. I tried it as a grown-ass woman. I don't like it. But it's just like, I'm pleasing you. I want you to please me. That's the point of what I'm saying. Like, you can't keep pouring into something that's not giving you nothing. And then the sex part is another. So I talked to older women that been married forever and a day, And of course, I'll talk to people that's in a regular relationship. Now, from the woman's perspective, because it's an OG I talked to or whatnot, and she says that her husband been together for a long time. So she said they don't have sex like they used to when they was younger, you know, because she said she had her kid young too. So she was like, even when I had my kid, our kids, and you know, he was at work, I was at work, but I'm the, you know, the woman, I had to take care of the house. She said, even after I took care of the house and take care of the kids, I still make sure my husband was satisfied. I mean, make sure I'm satisfied with the sex, but make sure my husband was satisfied. But she said, as we got older, we can't do what we used to do. But she said, he still satisfied me and I still satisfied him. And I said, wow, that's crazy. She said, most women, they always complaining that they got to take care of the house. They got to do the laundry. They got to cook. They got to go to work. They got to take care of themselves and take care of their husbands and stuff. And she said, but I always found time to give my husband some sex. She was like, yes, we had our ups and downs. But she was like, most of the time, the ups and downs was not about sex. And then I have to realize, like, and she said, everybody experience is different. She said, but women, even my age, your age, even younger than you or a little bit older than you or whatever the case might be, most of them women can do that. She says she don't understand how women always complain that they got to take care of the kids, the house, and everything. But she said, don't they realize that that's what they're signed up for? She said that sex is not a... She said sex is a privilege, but... it's a duty. So she said both. It's just weird because sex, when you, she said, she, now this is her point of view, she's an OG, she said when she was younger dating, before she even got married, sex was a privilege because she wasn't having sex with everybody she dated. But then when she got in a relationship, she felt like sex was a duty, but at the same time a privilege too, because just because we're in a relationship, I don't have to give you sex all the time. I don't have to please you all the time. I gotta make sure I please myself. But she said at the same time, I made sure that he had the sex part. I made sure the house was good. You know, it's just crazy to me because I've never been married, okay? I've been an in-house girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? I've been proposed to. People don't believe that I've been proposed to, but I have, because I don't talk about it. I'll be like, oh, I would, because I'm not married. So it's like, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, I told her my experience was I was living with a man. We were together for 6 years. The last 4 years of that 6 years, he was abusing me. But I was still in that mode, like we were married. Like I made sure, he was a construction worker. I made sure he had lunch, dinner, his lunch ready for work. I made sure his kids was bathed, did their homework. I did my homework cause I was going to school and working when he came home. Whatever he wanted to, eat, I made sure it was prepared. You know, I prepared his motherfucking bath. Like I was really this wife without the ring, doing all this shit, and coming to find out, you know, this nigga was, I don't know, he was fighting his own demons, and he started putting his hands on me, and I started getting abused. But even when we got into fights, after the fight, he would start buying me, you know, jewelry, or, you know, finessing me, and my stupid ass would stay, and I was still doing that shit, and I was getting my ass whooped. So I know this episode is everywhere, but I just hear men always saying, she don't give me enough sex, she don't give me enough sex, she don't give me enough sex. And then my response is, well, you need to communicate that. Oh, I do communicate it, but it's like, that's the main topic. Like, the money, I never, look. I never hear it's a money problem. I never hear that. And I don't know what the name of this damn episode gonna be, y'all. But I always hear men that's in a relationship or in a marriage that always complain about sex. And then on the other flip side, sometimes I hear women saying, well, you know, I do everything, I be tired and everything. And then my response is, if you not giving it to him, if he want it, look, I tell him, I say, if he want it when he wakes up, when y'all wake up, I said, girl, give it to him, do a little quickie. But the kids be popping in. I said, that's why you gotta lock your door. I said, I know I'm not married, I know I have kids, right? But I said, sometimes you gotta lock that door, okay? Get a little quickie in, you feel what I'm saying? Then unlock the door so the kids can come in, okay? And then they be like, I'm tired, Anisha, you know, I motherfucking cook, I clean, I do laundry, I take care of him, I take care of me, and by the time I get to the bed, I don't want to have sex. And I'm like, but girl, you've been married to even women that's motherfucking lesbians, okay? I hear all sides, because everybody, that's why I can't name people, but they know who they are if they listen to my podcast. It's like, I'm the type of person, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just going to tell you my perspective and my opinion. But I can't, and I always tell the people that's married, I can't really give my opinion on marriage because I've never been married. I can't give you an opinion about having the kids in the house because I don't have kids. I'm going to give you my opinion of a woman that's been in a relationship with a man with kids, or I'm giving my opinion of a woman that's in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I tell my women friends, you know, that's in a relationship with a man or a woman, you know what I'm saying? I tell them, I'm like, I understand you're fucking tired to the point that you, especially in these days of times, women and men are working all these hours to catch up with their bills. I understand that. Then they gotta, women gotta come home. Men too, because men be doing work around the house, but not as much as a woman. You know what I'm saying? As a woman world, quote unquote. I don't know, but yeah. And I know we be tired, you know. We gotta feed the kids. We gotta feed our man or our woman. We gotta do all this stuff. We still got laundry we need to do. But I always say, fit time to please each other. That's when the communication come in. Because now we're not even, we're talking about money, but money ain't even an issue. The most thing I tell my women, my men, I say, y'all gotta communicate and y'all gotta get that sex in. Even if it's a quickie, you know what I'm saying? Because, for instance, let me roll back to me. When I was in this relationship for 6 years, and the last 4 years I was abused, the communication was good, but it wasn't good. You know, because I didn't know he was fighting demons like this, okay? That's why I was getting my ass whipped. I made sure that this man had food in his belly. Made sure he was taken care of. I made sure he had all the sex, all the head, everything. The only thing is, like I said, he was fighting so many demons, he became angry and he started whipping my ass. Like, if I say something smart to him, he'll hit me. If anything that triggered, whatever was triggering his head that I said or made him feel some type of way, he will beat my ass, right? So then, fast forward, I'm at this relationship. Then I was in a relationship. Again, I'm giving all this to this man. He's still gonna cheat. Or she gonna still cheat. It's just some people grow apart, they're not happy, or whatever else, or they want more. And that's when I'm like, okay, on the other hand, you give your husband or your wife all the sex in the world, all the communication in the world, and y'all both good with the money. Sometimes that's not enough, right? This the other hand. This the other side. Sometimes that's not enough. You know what I'm saying? But out of them 9 people and that 1%, I bet you the person that's doing most of the stuff in the relationship or whatever the case might be, they last. Because you're going to fight for what you really love and care about. And nowadays, like I tell my woman friends, you know, not all men, but you gonna have a man even if you're married, I feel like. Because like I said in one of my other episodes, I've been all three. I've been the main chick, I've been the side chick. I've been the main chick, I've been the side chick. There's only two things, so I've been those two. I've been on both sides a couple of times, you know, not more than other, you know, it equals out. And most of the time when I was a side chick, the woman knows about me, you know, she knows that I'm in the picture, especially in one particular relationship I was in. I was in a relationship and I found out he had a wife. And then he ended up telling me, like, the wife knew about me because they're in an open marriage and everything. And at that time, I didn't care. I said, okay, cool. And I stayed in my place. I didn't go to that woman's job. I didn't bash her. Like, if I see them out, I see them and go about my day. And some people didn't agree with me. And then some, like, live your life. Long as you don't get hurt and you don't hurt them people, it's all good. So I'm not glorifying being a side chick, because some side chicks don't get nothing out of the relationship. They just get sex and time. See, me, when I was the side chick, I was getting everything that the wife was getting. I knew his savings account. I knew his checking account. I knew how his will looked. I knew his retirement. I knew everything that the wife knew, you know? And to flip that, when I was the main chick, I didn't usually find out about the side chick until, like, she might call, you know what I'm saying? Or we're out and about and she come to us and, you know, come to him. And, you know, that's the way I will find out. But at the time that I will find out, that's when I was in the stage of going through man's phone. This day, like from 26 to now, I stopped going through man's phone, because when you going through, even if you go through your woman phone, you gonna find something that you don't want to see. So that's how I will find out, you know, if my man is cheating, when I used to go through the phone. But as of when, like I said, the age of 26 and up, I didn't go through the phone. It's just usually the girl call, you know. So then the younger Nisha would go off and, like, I'm gonna meet up with you and beat your ass. And then as I got older, even if the female knew we was in a relationship, y'all, even, I feel like the dude should be put on the spot. I should be yelling at him because he knew he was in a relationship. Or if I was married, he knew he was married. So what we about to do? What we gonna do? Because I can forgive and forget, but what can we communicate? How can we work this out? How we can go past this? Because, yes, us women give men so many chances. But when it's flipped, men only give us one chance. So it's like, the next relationship am I in, if a man cheats on me, I'ma walk out like if he will walk out. Because us women give men so many chances, because we love them, because of the circumstance of our household, because of all this. But once you cheat, my females, once we cheat, they gone. They are gone. That first time, they ain't giving second chance, they ain't giving 13, they ain't giving 15, they ain't giving 18. They not getting, because I'm the type of person, I love so fucking hard, you know, and I give chances at the chances. But after doing that and after realizing that dudes ain't gonna stay around, if I cheat on them even once, I say, I'm gonna take a page out the men's book and say, okay, if you cheat on me, I'm leaving. But most men gonna be like, no, you not, because y'all always take us back. But I'm gonna flip that shit and do that shit. Okay, I'm gonna try that out. And I just feel like sex is very important in a relationship. If you know me, you know. Like, it's very important. It's very important. And it's very, very important, because if you're not getting sex from your significant other, whatever the sex of your significant other is, that person is going to go find somebody else. Now, everybody going to say, everybody don't cheat. I believe it. Everybody don't cheat. But it's only like 3% out of 100 that don't cheat. Or I'll give it 5% out of 100 that don't cheat. But the rest cheats, okay? You're fucking human. You telling me you're going to jack off or masturbate all the time? All the time? No. You're going to go get something new. Or it's crazy because... this dude, this dude that I talk to at work or whatnot, and y'all ain't gonna know who it is because I talk to a lot of males at my job. But if you know who I'm talking about, you know. He was like, "Ain't nothing better than new pussy." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, ain't nothing better than new pussy." I said, "How long you been with your girlfriend?" "Oh, I've been with her for 2 to 3 years." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, you gonna risk your relationship because you want some pussy? That you want some new pussy? And he's like, "Man, nothing lasts forever." And I said, "Wait, hold up. We went from pussy to not being in a relationship with this individual, you know?" And I told him, I said, I'm tired of men giving up on their relationship, because women, you know, we don't give up on a relationship, but men will give up. They'll risk it all. They'll go find some pussy, end up getting the pussy pregnant. Then they want to come back because now they realize that they fucked up and got this other individual pregnant. You know, it's just a lot. You know, they just risk it all because of some new pussy. And I'm not saying women don't feel like way, because, baby, look, let me tell you something. Before I even go cheat on you, I'm letting you know and I'm giving you signs that if you're not doing this, that goes back to communication. If you're not doing this, I'm gonna cheat on you. I don't have to say I'm gonna cheat on you, but my actions speak louder than words. You know what I'm saying? Like, I communicate to you, like, okay, you know, I know you tired. You've been working. I'm tired. You know, you taking care of your kids. You know, we got all this going on, but I need you to do X, Y, Z, even if it's a quickie. You're not doing something, I'm going to cheat on you. Point blank, period. The cheating don't have to, like, my cheating most of the time was the sex, you know, and the communication part too. The money, it's all three of them. The money, the communication, and the sex. Sometimes it was all three, you know what I'm saying? And again, you gotta communicate whoever you with to let them know this is why. You know, you're not talking about your old relationships. You just let them know, this is what I expect out of this relationship. I'm not saying I need sex every motherfucking day, but we got 7 days in a week. Most months is 31 days or 30 days. The only month that's short is motherfucking February, okay? So I need at least, you know what I'm saying? I need to have sex most of the days in the month, okay? Just saying, because I can, like I said, I can have all the sex in the world. I can have all the commission in the world, the money. I still have the urge to look at dudes, but it's like, why would I want to go fuck that? I got something at home. Y'all better wake up, because, yeah. And when he said that, I ain't gonna say nothing else, but. ooh. And then it's another one says the same thing. And mind you, they from two different generations, okay? Stuff don't change. Just the year and the mother... That's all that changed, is the year of everything. Like, oh, it's just the year. You know, he said the same thing. He was like, "I be upstairs, she be downstairs." And I'm like, okay. And see, again, if you know, you know. And I said, that's weird to do that. I said, and you're planning to marry this woman and y'all already in separate sides of the house. Not saying y'all don't need y'all space, but really already? Already y'all in separate house? Look, it is a separate house. You know what I'm saying? It is a separate house because ain't no way my man is gonna be upstairs and I'm downstairs. I'm gonna be with my man, all under him, not suffocating him. But oh, you just got home. We about, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I got food ready. All the kids is good, you know. I'm not gonna suffocate him, but he gonna know that he don't need to be in another room. I mean, at the same time too, I don't know how his day was, but if his day was bad, I'm gonna make sure when he come home, he can talk about his day and how he feel, but at the end of the day, that shit gonna go away and he ain't gonna be in another room. You get what I'm saying? You looking at football, baby? Let me fix you something to eat. What you want? You know what I'm saying? Like, let me rub your feet. But I would want that, you know, vice versa. I want him to do the same thing. Hear about my day and then leave it where it's at and say, baby, that was my day, you know. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. So, yeah, you know, vice versa. You won't, you know, I don't understand. And I said the same thing. I said, you didn't see, I've been saying it so much. Communication, you ain't communicate that to your girl, whatever. And he was like, I did, but you know. And I said, so are you still planning to get married to her? I said, if y'all communication is broken, y'all need to go to motherfucking counseling before y'all get married and figure that shit out. And he was like, hold on, y'all, I gotta text my dad. Hold on for a second. So, I'm back. So I just feel like, and I told him, I said, and he was like, how you know about counseling and all that stuff? I said, well, just because you get counseling before your marriage, it's not a bad thing. You just trying to make sure, you know, you in it to win it. Because like I told him too, I said, when I get married, we staying married. It ain't no divorce because we going to work this shit out. We put all this money into this motherfucking marriage. And we put all the money into it before we even got married. We gonna work this shit out. We gonna work it out. You gotta work it out. I mean, because I told them, you know, I always tell, well, the females, I ain't gotta tell this because they gonna stay down, 10 toes down, whatever. But my male friends that's married or about to get married or in relationships, or whatever case that be, I say, y'all gotta communicate. I said, because if you go out and cheat, and then you leave the woman that you really love and care about, and then when you try to come back, most likely she might not even take your ass back. You know? So communicate and love on each other. Like, I don't understand, like I said, I can have the worst day at work. I can have all the responsibilities in the house. But I'm going to make sure I'm good. My kids is good and my man is good. And it should be vice versa. You know what I'm saying? He should make sure he's good. He should make sure the kids is good and then make sure I'm good. You know? And I'm not saying fuck every day, because kids can be something else, you know? I'm not saying that. But when them kids go to bed, y'all can go fuck in the bathroom, okay? The kitchen, somewhere. Go in the car, go in the garage. Fuck until you sweat it, okay? Shit, I'm just saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Give some head. Oh, another thing. That's part of the sex segment. I know some women don't like giving head. I know men don't like giving head. Look, let me tell you something about me. If I'm giving you head, if you tell me you don't like giving head, we not even gonna talk. because we too motherfucking grown. You want head, but you won't give me head. Oh, no, 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 baby. We gotta do it. I can't give y'all my motherfucking gems. I know the beginning of this episode, it went far left. It just came. I just have to say that statement of, you know, black men always saying they're gonna leave black women for a white girl. That's just a little segment. I just have to say that part. But this episode is really about communication, money, and sex in a relationship and a marriage, and how that play out in the field. Because let me tell y'all, the men that I talk to or communicate about, if they marry or in a relationship, whatever the case might be, you know, I always say, work that shit out. But if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But, you know, it's nothing out here. It's people out here, but it ain't really nothing like you have at home. And that individual might get on your nerves or whatnot, but work that shit out. I always say, work that shit out. But if it ain't working out, if you went to counseling, you try to communicate with that person and everything is, get that divorce or leave that relationship. Because, yeah, you can cheat, but you gonna keep cheating and staying with that individual? No, you might as well just be single and live your life. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all. I know I just ran up y'all. I know y'all gonna be like, where the hell is Ernisha going? Because of the beginning of this episode, it's just I have to get that shit out because it's disturbing my peace. I get mad and irritated, and I just have to say what I have to say in the beginning of this episode. But I hope you enjoy this episode. I know you guys haven't heard my beautiful voice in a long time. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying a marriage and a relationship should be perfect, because life is not perfect. But if we communicate, have the money, have the sex, the world will be a better place. And remember, communication is not just, it's levels of communication, it's levels of money, and it's levels of sex. And that's why you gotta make sure you don't fall in love with the person of how they appear. You really get into the person's head, you know? Because y'all dudes be, and us females too, be like, oh, he fine. Oh, she fine. Oh, she got a fat ass. Oh, he got a big dick. Ooh, ooh, boo, 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 boo. And you see all that, how a person is outside. But when you get in that brain, and they, you know, because people change over time. You know, you're supposed to change for the good. But if that shit ain't working, it ain't working, baby. Okay, let's just stop that. Because I do it. I did it a couple of times because I'd be like, oh, he fine, and the sex is whack, or the dick little, or if they big, the dick big, they don't know how to fuck, or it's just a boring sex for me, or they might have money, but they don't know how to manage their money, or they just always broke and asking me for money. And then the communication part, you're communicating like sometimes, but then you not communicating. I gotta figure your ass out. I'm not doing all that. Okay, my next relationship, we gonna get this shit in order. Not like again, because I know people like, relationships are not perfect, marriage. I'm not saying that, but shit, it can be almost perfect. Shit, if we got something going on, like if you love a person, you willing to work out, you gonna do that shit. You gonna put in the work. You gonna make sure they're happy. You're going to do the things y'all did before y'all was married. You know what I'm saying? You're going to still do that. It might not be in the same impact, but it's going to be something like that. That's how I feel like relationships and marriages work the fuck out. Because you're doing the same things like if the first day we met, but it's different. It's a different circumstance because of the money flow and the communication flow and the sex flow. Because the sex flow might go down because y'all got 10 kids or 5 kids or 8 kids or whatever that kid is. But if you do the same thing you did before we had kids, it's not going to be the same impact. But if you doing that shit going to work. I'm telling y'all, don't give up. And if you feel That is not gonna work out. Break the fuck up and be single in these streets, even though I just told y'all from a single point of view, it ain't shit out here. It ain't shit out here. But I'm just saying, to help you out, to have, just help your brain cell. If that shit ain't worked out, you tried everything. She tried everything. You tried everything. Or if you gay, y'all both, if you a lesbian, y'all work that shit out. If you, it ain't working out, break up. Break the fuck up. Because like I said, I've been the cheater. I've been the side chick. Oh, it is three sides. I've been the side chick. I've been the cheater. I've been the main person. And at the end of the day, some shit just don't work out. And it's okay. Yes, you could love. Let me tell y'all something before I end this episode. He know who he is. It's two of them. Well, actually, it's three. No, it's four. The numbers keep going up. It's four or five. It's actually four. So, I love all of these. You know, I love all four men. One of them just passed away. But I always love these four men because they both bought something out of me and they all did something different. And I always told these four men, I'm dealing with one still, but the other three, like I said, one just passed away, so I'm still dealing with one out of the four. One passed away, and the other two, they moved on with their life, but it's always love with them, because these four individual men, we was friends before we got into a relationship, or we was friends before we even had sex. We was friends before anything, and it's like, that's what you want. Actually, it's five. So, I still mess with one of them. Well, I still talk to two of them and mess around. One of them passed away, but the other two. But I'm just saying, these five individuals, if you know, these five individuals, I love them. Like, my last relationship, I had love for him, but I was not in love with him. Like, these five individuals, I was in love with them, and I loved them because we had a friendship before we even did the intimacy, the physical, the anything, you know. And at the end of the day, when we, you know, they broke up with me, or I broke up with them, or we just came to agreement and say we don't want to, you know, have a relationship, or whatever the case might be, it's still fucking love. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't wish harm on none of my exes, even the one that abused me. But these five individuals, I was in love with them. I love them. You know what I'm saying? Like, them, my top five out of all of us, like, at the end of the day, we were friends. Like, it didn't work out. Maybe because they broke up with me, or cheated on me, or I cheated on them. Whatever the case might be, it's always fucking love. You know what I'm saying? And as a 35-year-old Ernisha, I can say that shit. Like, to this day, I kind of communicate with some of them still, and I be like, how you doing? How's the kids? How's the family? How's the wife? How's the girlfriend? Or if they're single, how are you doing? I always ask how you doing first. How are you doing? And if they have kids, how your kids doing? How your family doing? It's always love. And I always tell people, everybody want to be in a relationship so fast like that. Everybody want to be married so fast like that. Everybody want to have kids so fast like that. But at the end of the day, if you break up with that person, or you get a divorce from that person, plus having kids with this person, if it doesn't work out at the end of the day, can y'all still be cordial and be friends at the end of that shit? And before I end this, my dad and my mom been separated since I was 7 years old. My mom and my dad, they don't know that. They always say, that is my homie. That's my best friend. She always gonna be my friend, or he's always gonna be my friend. And I realize, I'm getting emotional. I don't wanna get emotional. I'm just saying, like, that's love. If you can, y'all, my dad and my mom, I ain't gonna say why they broke up, whatever the case might be. When you can break up with somebody, And it was the worst time of breaking up or whatever happened in that relationship, and you could still say that person, even if it wasn't no, you know, bad ending, you know, you can, I'm not even talking. If you can say, I still have love for them, I'm still in love with them, but we're not together, I can still call them because they my friend, they my homie. That's real love right there. Like, that person's going to look out for you as much as they can. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to end it right there. So, I love you guys. Have a blessed day. Have a safe weekend. Peace.